This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, I'm Frida Liu and you're listening to Her Vantage, the show about women of influence and leadership. I'm here with Samantha Lee, and who went on a round of Malaysia cycle adventure covering over 5,000 kilometres within 35 days to support the charity organisation Hope and Mission Children's Welfare. What made you decide on this particular charity, Hope Mission Children's Welfare?
Morning, Frida. Thank you for having me here. Organization is from Teluk Intan, and I'm from Teluk Intan, and I thought of helping within my own society first.
So you just woke up, so you've been cycling since for a long time, or?
Yes, I've been cycling since I was a kid. I took it slightly seriously years back.
And then what made you decide one day wake up and say, hey, I'm going to do this, 5,000 kilometers, you know? I mean, it's not something people wake up and decide to do.
It's not something that I decided recently. It's actually like a little girl's dream. I always wanted to cycle around Malaysia.
Right.
And I thought, why not now?
Okay. I know you're also in the process of trying to find out whether this gets into the Malaysia Book of Records.
Yes, that is true. I'm still waiting for confirmation if maybe I could be the first female to do this.
Okay, the first female. Now, you started cycling on January 29th this year. How did you decide on 35 days to complete this?
So I mapped out where do I want to go from one state to another, and looking at the distance, the elevation. So I roughly knew within a day, how much can I cover? Hence, if I were to cover 5,000 kilometers, calculated, it took me about within 32 to 35 days.
Okay, so you say 35 days. You should have made it 40.
Yeah, I think maybe I should.
So you obviously missed Chinese New Year.
Yes.
So how then did you, you know, make up for it? You didn't make it work. How supportive were your parents?
My parents were with me during that time. And I do remember we had KFC for Chinese New Year. But the best thing is I think I'm with my family, so it's not that bad.
Okay, so they followed you throughout the journey?
Yes, in Peninsula.
Okay, in Peninsula. And did you have a large, you know, convoy helping you out and all that?
No, it's just me and my parents.
Okay, and how many kilometers did you cover every day?
So roughly average, it's about 150. The longest ride was 240 km, and there were like shorter days where I cycled 60 to 100.
Okay, that stretch, the long stretch, where was that?
From Pekan to Kluang.
Okay.
So from Pahang to Johor was my longest ride, about 240 km.
So just nonstop. Did you fall ill at all during that period?
Yes. I think the first week I had a little bit of sore throat, but that's okay because I just took some Strepsils and drank a lot of water. The second week, it was getting bad, so I did take antibiotics just before flying to Sarawak.
Okay, so it was just continuous, you know, whether rain or shine, literally.
It was mostly shiny.
It was mostly shine. You wish it would rain a little bit more. What kind of, in terms of training for it, how long did you take to train for it?
It's a very good question. I don't know how can one train to cycle continuously for 30 plus days. But what I did was I make sure that prior to this, I cycle on the weekends. And on the weekdays, I do some exercises as well, just to keep my body moving.
Right. And when you talk, your bike, what sort of bike did you use?
I used a normal road bike. My bike is wheelier. And a normal wheels, tires as well.
Did you get any sponsorship anyway?
I got sponsors for my bicycle tire and tube and a bicycle bag.
Did you ever have to use the any punctures, anything unexpected happen?
I felt very lucky throughout my whole journey when I hit 4,000 kilometers that I had no puncture, and I thought I hit a jackpot.
Okay.
And for any cyclist, this is good.
Yeah.
But I had a puncture in Sabah at 4,400 km.
But it didn't take you long to fix it?
No, I was fortunate as well because I was very near to a petrol station.
Mm.
I pushed my bike about 200 meters. I stopped there and took me about 10 minutes to fix it.
Okay, and not bad considering 4,400, only one puncture.
Yes.
Was it dangerous at any stage? Did you feel it was dangerous?
Most of the roads are coastal roads, mm-hmm. Particularly Sarawak. It's very quiet there and the construction is going on as right. well.
Because they're building the highway.
Yes.
So just quiet, not so much dangerous in that sense, but the roads were a good condition or a bit, you know, I'm sure a lot of, I think maybe in East Malaysia, not as smooth as you would get here.
Yes, a lot of gravel roads, big potholes, dust.
Okay. What's your typical day like?
I wake up about 4 something in the morning. I get ready. By 6 or 6:30, I ride out. And that's it. I'm out the whole day till 4 to 7 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
I get back. I eat my dinner, shower, sleep.
Okay, so this is like you would be asleep by 9 p.m. kind of thing.
Yes.
And then just
Wake up again the next day at 4.
So you had to take time off to do this?
Yes.
All right. And were your employers supportive of this?
Yes, they were very supportive.
Mm.
They allow me to take a long leave.
Right. So in even this whole journey, this 5,000 kilometres, were there stretches that you've cycled before?
Yes. The first day, I cycled from GCE to Teluk Intan. Mm-hmm. I cycled there before. And then the second day was in Cameron's.
Uh-huh.
So I did that before as well.
Okay. So this was
Some familiar
territory. Yes. The rest was sort of like you're just trusting your convoy and reading signs.
Yes.
Okay. Now, you know, what the biggest challenge you felt throughout the journey was the puncture.
I wasn't sad about the puncture. I think it's the biggest challenge for me is heat and safety.
Uh-huh.
Again, safety as in it could be a quiet place and the heat, I wouldn't know. I mean, I've not tested it, so I don't know what the body can take.
Mm. And do you measure how much you're drinking?
No, I drink. But I make sure I don't drink too much as well.
Okay.
Because when you drink too much, your blood gets diluted and it's not healthy as well.
Okay, so there's also that where you can't drink too much, but at the
yes.
same time, you can't be dehydrated.
Yes.
There's the science behind yes. it as well. And the best memory from this trip?
I have a lot of bad days,
mm.
but I don't think it's a bad memory to me. But there was one day I was in Sarawak. Mm. I think I'm cycling from Sri Aman to Sarike.
Mm.
There's one particular stretch. I woke up that morning and I felt so happy cycling. And I don't know why. It could be maybe the weather,
was
the
it
scenery.
Okay, was it also the tail end of the trip as well?
No, it's not.
Okay. Just no reason why, I just felt very happy.
Yes, I felt very happy. I started singing.
Okay. This is Sarawak. This is what it does to you. We'll talk about how much you've raised so far and, you know, how much more you need to go in just a moment. I'm here with Samantha Lee talking about her Round Malaysia trip on her bicycle. Stay tuned to Enterprise BFM 89.9.
Brave, free Malaysians. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
You're listening to Enterprise. Good morning. This is Frida Liu. It's Her Vantage, where we speak to women of influence and leadership. I've got Samantha Lee here with me, who's just completed 5,000 kilometres on her bike in 35 days, raising money for a charity organisation called Hope Mission Children's Welfare. Now, you chose Hope Mission Children's Welfare because it is a home from your hometown in Teluk Intan. How much have you raised so far?
As of yesterday, I've raised about 26,000,
mm-hmm.
and my target is 50,000. So the online donation platform is still open.
Right. Where is this that people can go and donate?
In Simply Giving.
Mm, okay. And we were talking about the challenge and the best memory, and just some days were just good, and you know, some and the heat was just the main thing for you. Other than that, it was quite smooth sailing.
Yes.
What were the worst things you were expecting?
I would say mental fatigue. Mm. Before departing, I knew this is some of the challenges I will face. Mm-hmm. Not too sure how would I overcome it. Mm. Because then there were a lot of self-doubts. You're tired and you don't feel like you want to do it the next day. And because I have so little time to complete 5,000 kilometers, I couldn't really like take a day off or too many days off
right.
for this.
So there was no day off, huh?
There is a day off.
One day off in the 30.
I did not cycle for 3 days.
Okay, yeah. And that was just resting?
Resting or flight traveling.
Okay, and but you didn't fall ill in any way? Just minor one, you were saying?
Yes, just a minor one.
Right. And then was there any moment when you felt like giving up?
Plenty of times.
What kept you going?
Just the thought that why I want to do this, mm-hmm. yeah, kept me going. And I had a goal. I don't want to just give up just because I was tired or I didn't feel like it.
Were there a lot of encouragers for you? You know, people encouraging you?
Yes. My friends, my family, people that I don't even know, maybe strangers. Mm-hmm. They are very encouraging.
Did you capture this whole journey somewhere that people can have a look? Like, was it on Instagram? Was it on Facebook?
Yes, I posted almost daily updates in my Facebook and Instagram. There are some posts I do in between, but it's just a very simple one.
Uh-huh. Will you be doing this again anytime soon?
Not anytime soon.
Not anytime soon. But is there anything that you're thinking of? The seed has been planted, but you don't know when you'll do it?
I do want to do this again. Definitely longer distance.
Okay.
But nothing's planned out.
Oh, you don't want to do this again.
I don't want to do this again.
Maybe somewhere cooler.
Yes, maybe somewhere cooler. Allocate more time for myself. Mm.
And because that, and you were saying that your longest distance was 240 kilometers. Is that the longest you've ever cycled in a day? I mean, never mind this challenge, but just any time.
Yes.
Oh, okay. So you managed to achieve your own personal best.
Yes, my own personal best.
Right. So you've got something. You say you plan to do something again. What are you thinking of? Will it be also for a charitable organization?
Perhaps, but I would like to I would like to go beyond 5,000 if I could.
Okay. So when you first talked about it with people, what were people saying?
Why would you want to do this?
Okay. And nobody said, I'll come with you?
There were people who said they want to come with me, but when I told them about the plan and they sort of give me that look to say that, okay, it's all right. Maybe not.
Is it more the 5,000 kilometers or is it more like taking time off, you know?
I think it's taking time off because you have to drop everything for 30 days and do this.
Right. So you got no leave left for the rest of the year.
No.
You have to go on unpaid leave.
Yes.
And you since you've been back, have you been on a bike?
No. I've been off for 2 weeks. Seems like a long time.
Do you miss it?
I do.
Are you going back this weekend, perhaps?
Yeah, this weekend.
This weekend. And then to get into the swing of things again. So for people who want to donate, I guess they can go to Simply Giving.
Yes.
And what? Look for Samantha Lee?
The title of my project is called Willing for a Change. Mm-hmm. So in Simply Giving, you key in Simply Giving and the name Willing for a Change.
Willing for a Change, and then you're still raising money. And in the home itself, how big is the home? How many kids are there in the home?
Okay, the home is established in 2008. Mm. There's about 34 children aged between 3 to 18. It's a terrace house.
Yeah.
So the place is pretty small for 34 children. There's like 4 to 5 rooms. Mm-hmm. And in a room, it will cater about 4 children perhaps.
Right. And I think like maybe a lot of these homes, especially in smaller towns, they probably don't get as much support as those in the Klang Valley.
Yes, they don't. And when I visited the homes, I saw the condition they're living in. It's quite disheartening. Mm-hmm. Hence, I thought of raising this 50,000 ringgit so that they can have a better place to stay and live in.
Okay. And to the upkeep of that place, what is it like every month? You know, whether it's food or and all that. I mean, you say 50,000. How will it help?
This 50,000 would go to buying them new mattresses, furnitures, fixing the toilets, the kitchen, their electrical items like fridge, washing machine. They're all really worn down.
Right.
So this 50,000 could really help them.
Okay, so that's the purpose of the 50,000.
Yes.
So looking at people giving generously. So right now, the people who have actually given, are they mostly your cycling kaki who knows about what you're doing and supportive of this?
I would like to thank all those who donated so far. Thank you. Most of them, I think some of them are my friends, and some of them I do not know. It could be a friend of a friend.
Mm. Okay, and so the idea, you'll keep this going on until you reach your target? Simply Giving, I mean, in terms of raising the 50K, is there a deadline to it?
I am hoping that I could raise 50,000 by the end of March.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully we'll see what happens after end of March.
Okay, and if it doesn't, we'll continue a little bit longer.
Yes.
Okay, so this is for the Hope Mission Children's Welfare out in Telok Intan, which probably won't get as much help as the homes out here in Klang Valley. Thanks for the work that you've done, you know, cycling 5,000 kilometres to raise 50,000 ringgit for this home. Thanks for being here with us. Samantha Lee, Wheeling for a Change. You're listening to Enterprise, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.